next. Yeah, your love is an abyss for my heart to eclipse now. Might be over now, but I feel it still. Ooh, I'm a rebel just for kicks now. I've been feeling it since 1966 now. Might be over now.
Jenny Satori Davis, and today we're going to talk about training our little or not so little emotional dragon. But first, I'd like to say Happy New Year. I hope you have had a great one so far. I know that my opinions about resolutions have always been that, you know, changing solely based on a date is a bit wackadoo. But if that's what it takes to shift, you know, shift your own attitude, your own momentum, more power to you. At any rate, I wish the best for each and every one of you. And I'm so glad we can share this new year, this year 2020, together. Now, I'd like to first talk about why I think self-help is important in the spiritual world. You may be saying, based on this show's topic, Jenny, what does training our emotional dragon have to do with being spiritual? Why not talk about auras or hauntings, something on topic? Well, to be honest, I believe that it's all connected. And when we have a more clear channel to broadcast from, so to speak, we can read better, transmit and transmute better, dare I say live better? So that's your answer there. Honestly, truly, I believe that we've gotten a little too flaky when it comes to all this stuff. You know, that's not to say that we shouldn't be with our head in the clouds. It's one of my favorite places to be. But at the same time, we need balance. We do live in a physical world, or at least seemingly so, you know, and therefore we have to learn how to live in it. But not by what, you know, schools or our parents teach us, not necessarily, but how to live in both worlds without losing our shit, right? So I know there are some who've met me online only under the impression that I code and create programs and websites online and this and that. And in this scenario, People have actually said to me things like, oh, you should get out more. You should meditate more. You should just enjoy and just be. And at times it's just been so laughable because they are claiming to, and I know you've experienced this too, like they're claiming to perhaps come from spirit when all they're coming from is what they know about you versus who you really are. And in my case, definitely, and on the flip side, those people who only have met me based on the idea that I'm either a psychic, a medium, or a healer, I've had people say things like, get your head out of the clouds, ground more. You got to do more mundane things to keep the the playing field level, and it's like, honestly, it's a form of stereotype based on your occupation or my occupation or face value data people have given about you or I based on just that, what they know about you. Obviously, people that say these things perhaps mean well, but they're not seeing people. They're only speculating, and it's a dangerous thing to do. There have been times when working in this industry, the spiritual community, I was kind of looked down on for being, of all things, logical. They've never heard me work, let's say, based on the fact that, they're basing their facts on the fact that perhaps I have half a brain, that I clearly need to get out of my head. You know what I'm saying? Like, based on, well, I know you work with computers, so obviously you have to get out of your head. And, like, they just, these are all these stereotypical things that occur. And some of them are swearing up and, oh, I got it from spirit. I just came in from working on my garden. Not now, it's winter now, but I'm just saying, for an example, I was out for 3 hours, whatever, and enjoying all of nature. And somebody writes to me on Facebook and, oh, I just had a vision or a message for you. You need to get out more. And it's like, okay, so is spirit telling you that? Yeah. And it's like, oh, that's interesting because I've been out for several hours loving the land, And it's just a kind of a lesson to us all, is why I bring it up. It's not to put anybody down, it's to say that we really need to be looking with our hearts instead of our eyes, or our data inside our minds based on what we know about people, the judgment thing, of course. I mean, it's a dangerous thing to do, people are always saying use your gifts, but it seems like it's only if they think it's applicable to what they think of spirituality, and I'm thankful for both things. My logical side and my whimsical side, but we must learn, I must know how to apply each gift when applicable. And hence why I'm embarking on this topic today. We're not only our gifts or lack thereof, we are a lot bigger than that. As we've all heard, we can't be defined by what we do, right? But couple that with what other people have conditioned us to be, and it's a lot harder to truly know who we are and perhaps what we should be doing to contribute to the universe in a positive way. Okay? So imagine a wooden table, if you will, right? Maybe a little, I'm picturing like a one of those older oak ones, but you could picture whichever one you like, but it's definitely an old one with maybe coffee cup stains. And I mention that because of my husband Tom and his love for coffee, but You can mention it. You can envision it any other way. But mine, it's old with the coffee cup stains. It's been adjusted, repainted, resurfaced a time or 10, you know, and you can hardly recognize it for what it was. In essence, it's a tree, right? Wood, look around your house right now, wherever you are. I'm sure you'll find something made of wood. Yeah, I hope not if you're in a car, because then, but anyway, look around and anything that's made of wood, in essence, is a tree. But no one views it that way anymore, right? It can't be, in most cases, seen as it is. It's, you know, its very core, a beautiful tree with roots, right? And it can't necessarily provide at this time shade and comfort or grounding to those who aren't looking deeply into what that table is really about. You see where I'm going here, of course? You are a tree. We all are. All kinds of trees, small, great, fruit-bearing, perennial and non. But we're not without its own part of the very important picture in the world. We're not without our own part of the very important picture in the world, nor is a tree. So how do we be a tree again? Right? I believe it starts with our emotions. There are so many who believe they shouldn't have an emotion, particularly a quote-unquote uncomfortable one, right? Why is it that we don't generally run away from or try to push down a happy feeling? Think about that for a minute. And why is anger frowned upon, especially in the spiritual community? For the most part, I'm completely open to my own anger. And I let people know when I'm mad or sad, etc., and so on. You know, I've had people say things like, oh, anger is no good. I used to be like that, but I'm never angry anymore. And, well, I don't know. Please understand, I mean no offense to anyone, but if you've managed to completely block out a normal human emotion, you know, because you've been sold the idea that anger is bad, you might have some unresolved issues down the road or right now. That being said, being an angry person by default, of course, is not necessarily a great thing to be, but that's a completely different thing. It's not what I'm talking about here. I'm talking about feeling every emotion that we have the privilege of experiencing here on the physical plane. And I know this, I've said this over and over, and I guess I could be quite a drill sergeant when it comes to it, but I believe we are here to experience it all, regardless of whether it's good and what's perceived is not good. I still always go back to the idea that this is part of, you know, if you want to know why we're here, my opinion is a huge part of it is just to feel everything, experience everything that we would otherwise not feel in energy form only. Okay? So, quite frankly, in my experience in the spiritual community, I believe that most of us have come into it because they were looking to heal themselves in one way or another. I'm sure some of you that know me know that that's another thing that I've said very, very often, right? There are many wounded white lighters out there, and they are projecting upon the industry their own ideas about what should and shouldn't be in terms of spirituality. To me, that's not only a bit dangerous, it's dogma. And we are, in effect, then, going backwards towards religious notions, which is the very thing people have decided is too constricting and judgmental, right? I mean, it's in direct conflict with what I think spirituality is about. Now, of course, this is all only my opinion, and there's no right answer, but some more food for thought, perhaps, you know? Well, with all that being said, how do we manage our emotions in order to better our lives and become the tree that we really are? How do we do that? You know, everybody's talking about this or that, and you got to be this, and you got to be, you know, master your emotions, however people put it. But there's very little simple solutions, in my opinion, about what exactly we can do. To me, in short, we simply must honor our feelings, as I've said earlier. I think what's become alarmingly apparent is that people are generally looking for a panacea, you know, an instant healing from whatever it is they need healing from, be it emotional or physical. And what is so appealing to spirituality is that there's magic, right? And oh my God, yes, yes, there is magic, sure is. And there's so much to be had with energy work and all it entails. But the problem I feel is prevalent with so many is that they think they can meditate three times a day, get a reading, get a healing, and that's it, rinse and repeat. But I feel that it can be another form of avoidance from dealing with issues head on. And really, again, my opinion is dealing with our emotions head on is the only way that we can truly grow, you know, face and feel things head on. Unfortunately, I've seen people who are severely hindered by either a physical or emotional issue, and each time they feel something, they go and play meditations from YouTube or from their favorite spiritual teacher or whatever. And although I think meditation is amazing and works wonders, it can become an addiction, you know, another thing to do, another distraction, you know. And it sounds crazy, but I must reiterate the idea of feeling instead of avoiding, even when it comes to something healthy like meditation. I know it's healthy to do, and I meditate often myself, but it's to get clear for the moment, for the day, or, you know, whatever it is I want to do energetically, but it's not a permanent solution to problems, in my opinion. And I hope that makes sense to you as well. I do want to thank everyone for listening. Next up, we're going to talk in more detail here about training our emotional dragon and all that entails. I think that, as I said earlier, it's super, super important to do this head on, you know? And I think I'm frozen here. That's wonderful. You can't have a live show without a little wake up type of thing. So hang on a minute, because I was just about to take our first break. So just uno momento, por favor. But, you know, I hope this is helpful to you. I have found it for me recently. There's this thing telling me that I need to express more and say whatever spirit is trying to say to me, you know. And I actually had different things planned. I was going to talk about a different topic. And I had this one scheduled for another date. And I, you know, it's just one of those things where you have to follow your own intuition and your own feelings on things. And I said, you know something, I really need it to be about this. I think we need this more than ever. So here we are, you know. So with that being said, we will, after this short song break, we're going to continue to talk about training that emotional dragon based on what I've learned worked for me. And we'll be right back.
There is unrest in the forest. There is trouble with the trees, for the maples want more sunlight and the oaks ignore their pleas.
Are you looking for a place to meet like-minded people? Are you a metaphysical practitioner, psychic, medium, or healer, or all of the above? We've got a place for you. Intuitalks.com. Join for free, listen to spiritual radio shows, get a free website, watch and participate in classes, and so much more. Join the All Spiritual, all on the One Roof Network, www.intuitalks.com.
This phenomenal gold disc is an amazing new breakthrough. This unique disc, Auric Illumination, is used for raising awareness and returning to spiritual order, enabling cells to transform into a higher level, seeing through the illusions of your life and discerning the truth of situations and people, cleansing traumatic experiences, increasing life energy, clarity of mind. It activates creativity, deep inner peace, imagination, intention, and intuition. Liberates feelings of guilt. Cleanses the cells from electromagnetic radiation. Increases your power of self-expression. Awakening any living thing to return to oneness, our true nature, and reconnecting you with the energies of the spiritual world. The Auric Illumination Disc affects your entire energy field in the most beneficial and incredible manner. Dr. Gary Lesneski, NRT. www.auricillumination.com 1-860-830-9069. Begin your higher spiritual journey today.
That's right. Do yourself a favor and get yourself an Auric Illumination gold disc. It is truly amazing, and the woman that has those plates is truly a fantastic and magical person herself. So go on down to auricillumination.com and order one today, okay? Welcome back, everybody, back to The Intuitive Seed with me, Jenny Satori Davis. We've been talking about dealing with our emotions. In this portion of the show, I'd like to tell you what's worked for me. First of all, there are so many people out there offering their opinions about how best to navigate in this world. But there are some who are just, how do you put this without offending? I think I've become the queen of it, but I do apologize. But there's just so many people offering their opinions about how best to navigate in this world. But there are some who are just repeating what they've read and heard. Perhaps, in my opinion, the theories have not been tested by them. But for whatever reason, they feel it validates them to say what they've heard because it sounds good, you know. And the key here is it working for you, right? Is it working for you? How many of us have heard our friends give us advice and in the back of our mind, we're thinking, well, wait a minute. This person barely has their own shit together and they're trying to tell me. Well, you know, we've all come from that place at one point or another where we're just trying to help and we give our opinion regardless of what situation we're in. And there's nothing wrong with that. You don't have to be perfect to help people. But I do feel we have to be honest. Right? There are a lot of armchair quarterbacks out there sitting on the sidelines telling you what is best for you. But Only you can possibly know that, number one. And how do you find out? You know, my opinion is it's through experience and trial and error. Lots of trial and error in most cases. So what I'm about to say works for me, plain and simple. Quite frankly, my emotional dragon has been a bitch to train. And that's my honesty. You know, I've been through hell and back, or so it seems. It's all about perception, yeah. And I've definitely been through a lot. Haven't we all? So, I'm not coming from a place where I'm a martyr sitting up here with my best-selling book talking about how I found salvation, but you know, there's something to be said for things that we know based on experience, things that have worked for us, things, if you're a professional in the industry, things that have also worked for your clients as well. And, you know, I've always been an advocate for feeling emotions. But even for me, there were so many parts of me even I didn't want to honor. I didn't even know about them, I guess, which happens to all of us. For instance, I perceived, for many years, I perceived sadness and anxiety as a weakness. Raise your hand. How many of us have, you know, no matter what we say, and we can say that to others and mean it, but when it comes to ourselves, perhaps we're a little bit more hard on us, you know, and that somehow being less than happy, any other emotion except happy, is a bad thing. It's a weakness. Oh, you know, you have to, we've been taught that a lot. I mean, the new generations are getting a little better at this, I suppose, but there's still that thought out there that if you have sadness, if you have anxiety, if you have anger, you can't admit that, especially if you're in the spiritual community. You know, I've seen a good amount of people, a good lineup of spiritual teachers and so on who are, you know, kind of giving off the image of, I am completely well, I am so whole and content and happy every minute of the day. And as I've talked about in many, many past shows through the years, that this is a bad message and a bad example, in my opinion, to set for everybody else, you know, because people are hearing what you say and they're perceiving that as, now they're saying to themselves, well, I can't achieve that. No matter what I do, I got angry, you know, or I got sad and there must be something wrong with me. You know, I have to go and meditate 5 more hours because I'm just not worthy, you know, and that's not something we want to put out there to people. You know, this unrealistic idea of what being spiritual is and who is better than us and how to be better. I'm kind of going off on a tangent there, but gee, you know, it's just something that I feel very, very strongly about, you know. But as for me, I couldn't understand personally, why the heck These feelings, this anxiety and sadness and anything else that I felt just wouldn't go away. Sound familiar, guys? I'm guessing yes. If we're being honest here, we've all been through this. Just like I was saying, you know, you sit there and you say, well, what's wrong with me? This guy, this girl is saying they don't have these emotions anymore, right? I don't believe that, but that's what's out there. But there's a difference between having these emotions and letting them consume you. Does that make sense? You know, for me, the problem was I wasn't giving respect to my feelings. Yeah. It was just a barrage of ways to avoid them and make them leave. Okay, and it's like a persistent spirit, our emotions. Okay, and if you're a medium, you might understand this better, but if the same spirit keeps coming to us, it's time to acknowledge him or her and try to help, right? And this is what I'm suggesting we do. Just allow whatever emotion we're having to be felt. And we can't feel it in hopes it will go away. Because that's kind of not the point, you know. We can't just, you know, it's like pacifying someone, let's say, for example. If it's done that way, where we're just saying something to someone to get rid of them or to not deal with, not confront them, yeah. then it's really not resolving the problem, is it? Right? If we have someone who is, let's say, overstepping their boundaries, and rather than saying, listen, please stop showing up at my house unannounced, we just kind of make excuses and don't say anything and just avoid it or not answer the door, whatever. It's not going to resolve it. It's a temporary thing, if that makes sense. Point being, we really, in my opinion, should be listening to what this emotion or feeling wants to express, because it is in essence things that haven't been processed, okay, and they need to be in order for them to go, just like a spirit at times, right? How many people dull their emotions and senses by drinking or doing drugs, for instance, right? Have you seen that work for them? I would say in most cases, no, because their emotions are just being subdued but never dealt with. It's about honoring what your inner child wants to talk about, but you keep denying her or him. How do you think that makes your little self feel? You know, and I think we all have that little child deep inside us that, that true essence of who we are, you know, innocent, carefree. But the little self needs help processing its less than sophisticated, rudimentary, if you will, emotions. It needs an advocate, right? A non-judgmental person or one who will just take that child by the hand and say, I'm listening. I'm ready to respect your feelings. What do you want to express? Okay. And it's not about thinking this away. You know, I think I love thinking. One thing is I enjoy philosophy and I love thoughts and I love, but in this case and other cases in spirituality, of course, but in this case, thinking is not our friend. because it's not about thinking this way or analyzing or remembering things from the past. I mean, a feeling you get, it could be something you need to process from 20 years ago or yesterday. The whys really don't matter here. It's the feelings in our life that are in direct conflict and often hindering to who we really are. And in this case, it's that tree that we've talked about that needs to be cleared in order to move freely and grow and to know what it truly is. You know, who are you when you're not emoting so much? You're not in a state of reaction, which is a very human thing. But when you've processed the things that perhaps have hindered you in what you want to do in your life and who you want to be, then who are you? You're that tree, right? And just as a side note, of course, I had originally scheduled this show for later tonight, and I won't be able to do that. So what I've done here, and I don't think I changed the time, I'm sorry, but I have decided to hurry up and do this show right now. And so I apologize if I've got people all discombobulated and so on. But if you are here listening live, I appreciate you. Thank you. So with all that being said, I'd like to make reference to a person who I respect and admire. His name is Charlie Goldsmith. He's a healer from Australia who has been dubbed the healer. But you know, not only is he someone who's amazing with his energy, he is, in my opinion, also a healer with his words. He shares his experiences, much like I do, and have always believed that's the best example. You know, there's a difference between talking about your stuff, because wah, pitiful, you know, go call a whambulance, wah me, you know, look all that I've been through. And sharing your experiences to show people that you can get over it, you can do better, and hey, here's what worked, you know. So anybody that does that is okay in my book, and he's pretty awesome. And I had the privilege of taking an intensive done by him, and he talks about this very thing that I've been talking about, and that is, you know, feeling your emotions. So if you'd like to, please do check him out for more help on this if you want. And he has a wonderful program for good health in general. So look him up on Facebook under My Good Habits. I think he's worth mentioning. Okay, so we've gotten through this, and now I'd like to share some fun stuff. I mean, I think it's all fun, and I think it's, if you've missed the beginning of the show, I would suggest you come and play the archives later and hear what this is all about if you've come in late and so on. But we're going to go on to what I think is more fun for all my spiritual friends, right? There's a few energetic exercises I'd like to share with you, and then honestly, in light of all the energy I've been feeling lately and the state of the world, of course, which is ever-changing, you know, there's always this element of anxiety, you know, coming from the collective conscious, for lack of a better word. And what I wanted to do at the end of this program is something I rarely do, and that is send energy to each and every one of you listening, and also to those who will be listening later at any time in the archives, because I've felt like it's been that important to do. You know, so I hope you enjoy that when we get to it. But I do want to give you a couple of quick little things that I've learned along the way. I don't, like I said earlier, you know, I enjoy reading books about this spirituality. I love it. You know, it's fun to see and compare notes about what people experience and what they believe to be true. But mind you, they're all only beliefs, you know. So my little things that I want to share, they're, you're not going to find them in a book. They come from me, you know, my own little quick recipe. So it's real quick, just to relax a little bit. You know, I think it's so simple and, you know, I don't know, sometimes elementary even, but it's so important to be self-aware in terms of our bodies. It's not only our minds, but first of all, your face, did you know? If your face is all scrunched up and tense, chances are the rest of you is too. Your face is a good indicator of what's going on with the rest of you. And if we could acknowledge our face, is it scrunchy right now? Is your jaw tight? Are you clenching? Chances are it's because the rest of us is tense and our thoughts might be tense. So check it out right now. How's your face? If it is scrunchy or crunchy, whatever, put it relaxing now. Do resting bitch face if you're a girl. That's my face, right? I've so many people have been like, oh, I thought you were mad at me. I saw you in a car the other day and you looked over and you looked at mad. And I'm not mad. That's just my face, you know. But anyway, relax that face. Next thing is our shoulders. Oh my God. How many times can you catch yourself with your shoulders up to your ears? You know, that happens to me, especially when I get going with somebody's annoying me or whatever. I mean, there's my shoulders all the way up to my ears, you know, so check that out. How's your shoulders doing? Okay, put them down. And what we want to do right now is there's a kind of a modified version of boxed breathing. Okay. And of course, once again, this is so simple, the breath, right? But how many of us stop and do this breathing? Now, boxed breathing is basically you draw a square in the air or whatever, and this is how you breathe in accordance with the first line and then the second side and the under the bottom and then the left side or whatever. But I think that longer breath, when we push out the breath at the end, I think that is the key to relaxation. So that's my modification. So what we're going to do is breathe in for four, hold for four, pause for four, breathe out for eight. Okay, so we're going to go two, three, four, hold, two, three, four, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, breathe out eight. I'll do it one more time. Breathe in, four, hold, four, breathe out eight. Really breathe it out. You might run out of air there if you're not used to it or you're talking at the same time like me. But oh my God, beautiful, scrumptious air coming in and out of our bodies is just a gift from heaven above. All right. So now that we've done that, let's look at something very simple that I've come up with that's a quick tension release. All right. So imagine strings. We're going to look, think about guitar strings, okay? Imagine them reaching all the way to the sky, through your head, and down your whole body, in down in the middle of your body, and down all the way to the core of the earth. So these lovely golden guitar strings, and they are inside your body and reaching out to the core of the earth and reaching above into the universe. Try to get that visualization first. Okay. Once you've got it up and down there, straight through your body, you can envision yourself standing. You don't have to stand right now. These are just visualizations. Okay, now you got that in place. They're going to want to be very taut, very tight from top to bottom. You're going to take like these little ribbons and tie the strings at the top together. And tie the strings at the bottom together as well. Okay, and then pull at the top and the bottom of the strings through your body at the same time. Pull. It's tight. Okay. Now release those ribbons. Now, if we do this right, and it works, believe me, all of a sudden, boom, that little tension in the center of your body or wherever gets released. Definitely practice that. Especially if you're in a public place and you don't have a heck of a lot of time to readjust and do anything real crazy, like meditating is a bit difficult, I would imagine, in public, right? Now you perfect those guitar strings and you let them loose when they're taut, boom. Instant anxiety reducer for the moment, the tension, you know? All right. So the next thing I just want to share is, and I said this earlier, but it's the anxiety that a lot of people experience. And it's interesting that in the spiritual world, there's a lot of people with anxiety. I think more so than any other community I've been around. Well, writers too, right? But anyway, that's a whole other, our poet friends, I used to belong to those communities. And of course, they're also quite sensitive people, I guess. So, but anyway, something that I've shared with people to help them with their any emotion. And again, as I've said earlier in the program, my true opinion is we need to face these, but you know, you need any tool you can in your arsenal if you're going through some extra anxiety, which I think is what's been prevalent lately and what has made me feel moved to do this show anyway. Okay, so with that being said, if you're experiencing anxiety, I would like you to envision the color of your anxiety. Doesn't have to be anything you think should be the color of anxiety. It's what you see right now. What is it? What color? And then notice the texture. Is it thick? Is it fluffy? Is it rigid around the edges? What does it look like? Okay, I'm going to picture what I see or share with what I see. And I see kind of a yellow thing of energy with green on the outside, and they're sort of jagged edges. So it's like a yellow cloud with some sharp edges. Boy, ooh, right? And how big is it? You know, if you have a lot of anxiety today, Is it the size of the room? Is it the size of your home? Is it this? Can it fit in your hand? It doesn't matter. Okay, let's just get a good visual on the size and the color and everything like that. Excuse me. And when you've got a good idea of the feel and look of it, close your eyes. You don't have to do this physically with your hands. We're going to do this by vision, but you can do it with your hands if you like. What we're going to picture now is the image of the anxiety folding in half. Okay? So I'm going to fold my yellow with the green outline in half. Okay? Half its size now. And then I'm going to fold it again in another half. And I'm going to fold it again in another half. Now, my lady friends and some men that do their laundry, you could just imagine one of those sheets, especially those fitted sheets. Those are pretty hard to fold, right? But let's just keep folding. Fold, fold again, and then fold. All right, we're going to fold until we can't fold anymore. And, okay, we're still folding. You can get to the point where our friend is a little bitty thing, and it's in our hand or on our fingertips. We're holding it by the index and thumb. That's how small it is. Fold it again. Fold it until there's nothing there, nothing left. And if you will intellectually be like, yeah, but there's still something there. Okay, so when we're done folding all the way till we can't fold no more, we're going to open our fingers and blow it away. Now, not only is this a good exercise to just kind of redirect our thoughts and our emotions, but this is also a very good energetic exercise, in my opinion. Do you know what I mean? So that's where we're at with that. I'd love feedback on how you feel about these little exercises. It's just something that's worked for me, and I hope that it helps you. Okay. So as promised, what I'm going to do is at the end of the show, I had said that I would like to just send some energy to everyone who is listening now and to anyone who will be listening in the future. All right. And I feel strongly about doing this because, you know, anything we could offer in this world is worth something, you know, anything, everything counts. All right. And I have just felt absolutely very strongly that I'd like to do this. And in the interest of transparency, the energy that I've chosen to work with today is based on Qigong. Okay. So just for an explanation, when we talk about Qigong, a lot of people, they generally talk about internal energy. Internal chi. This is my own belief, but I happen to believe that we should not be using our own internal energy for healing or anything like that, because not only will it exhaust you if you're using your internal energy, it will also, you know, if you have something, even a cold, it is possible to transmit it to someone else, you know. So I use external chi, but it's based on qigong, and that's what I'd like to share with you. Okay. And so if you'd like to receive the energy, simply just sit and allow, and that's all you have to do. Closing your eyes is always a better experience because you can feel, but you don't have to feel. You might feel warmth, you might feel tingling, you might feel nothing at all. And all these things are okay. My intention is to send relaxation and self-love and all that entails, okay? If you have a request and you'd like to ask me during this song, I will see what I can do to work on that. But generally, we're just going to work on releasing the anxiety, tension that you may have, and a little bit of self-love. You know, who couldn't use that? So what I'm going to do is I'm going to start playing a song, and throughout that song, I'm going to be sending the energy to you. If you don't want the energy, simply say no or leave, and that's okay. Those of you listening in archives, my intention is to also include you. So with that being said, I'll begin when the song starts and end when it stops. We'll be right back.
Thank you.
You can slowly open your eyes when you're ready. That was a lot of fun, and I appreciate the opportunity to do that with you. I absolutely wish you guys all the best. I have had a wonderful time today. I'm sorry about the time mix-up. I just wanted to do it when I was readily available, and this time was perfect for me. So, I apologize for difference in time. I will plan to do more shows. I'm going to be doing it at least, I'll be trying to do it at least once a month, okay? So watch intuitalks.com, which is where I'm broadcasting from, to see the updated show schedules. As far as I know, there are other shows coming. I think there's one tomorrow set for 5 p.m. And then the following day, I know, is Shelby and Kathleen. I apologize. I forget which time, but over the next few days, there are shows that are going to be running. So do check intuitalks.com or intuitalks.com Facebook for the show schedules, for not only my shows that are upcoming, but others too. And with that, I hope you have a wonderful day. And oh my God, enjoy your new year in 2020. And I'm so happy that I'm able to share that with you guys too. Until next time, see you guys.
Some days are diamonds, some days are rocks, some doors are open, some roads are blocked, and sundowns are golden, then fade away. And if I never do nothing, I'm coming back someday, 'cause you got a heart so big, it could crush this town, and I can't hold out forever, even walls fall down. All around your island, there's a barricade that keeps out the danger, in the pain. Sometimes you're happy, and sometimes you cry. Half of me is ocean, half of me is sky. But you got a heart so big, it could crush this town, and I can't hold out forever, even walls fall down. Forever.